poll, Congress approval rating drops 13 points since Biden took office. By Wendell Hasebo on September 16, 2021. Congress's approval rating has dropped 13 points since President Biden took office in January, a Thursday Monmouth University poll revealed. With 35% of respondents approving of Congress in January of 2021, the number has since dropped to 22% in September. The poll also suggests Congress's disapproval has also risen from 51% to 65%, a 14-point increase. Respondents were also asked if things in the country are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? When Biden took office, 42% said they were headed in the right direction. Today, only 29% believe the same. The polling comes as Biden has issued 61 executive orders in just over a year of being in office. It seems as though Biden has relied on executive orders that courts have either affirmed or struck down instead of using his self-touted political expertise to wrangle legislation through Congress. During the 2020 presidential campaign, The Washington Post heralded, "Biden is one of the most experienced politicians ever to seek the presidency." In his inaugural address, Biden acknowledged himself to be the sole president who knows the forces that divide us, reaffirming his ability to unite the country. "This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge, and unity is the path forward, and we must meet this moment as the United States of America," he said. But Biden has failed to work with Congress to rectify one of America's largest issues, the lack of rising wages. Instead, Biden is pushing to spend $3.5 trillion on a welfare package dubbed the Human Infrastructure Package, as deflation is reducing the purchasing power of earned income. The infrastructure package includes far-left items that moderate Democrats are struggling to embrace, such as major tax increases, expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, subsidized racial equity, and environmental justice initiatives. In an August Wall Street Journal op-ed, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, criticized Biden for his massive tax and spend package. "Millions of jobs remain unfilled across the country, and rising inflation rates are now an unavoidable tax on the wages and income of every American," Manchin explained. "These are not indications of an economy that requires trillions in additional spending. Adding trillions of dollars more to nearly $29 trillion of national debt, without any consideration of the negative effects on our children and grandchildren, is one of those decisions that has become far too easy in Washington," Manchin continued. The Monmouth University poll was conducted between September 9 to 13 with 802 adults age 18 and older respondents. The margin of error is 3.5%. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.